It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host for the program today. We're talking this week on the subject of the Grace Revolution. There was a famous artist who once began a painting. It was a grand masterpiece. He worked tirelessly, mixing colors with precision and carefully placing each stroke on the canvas. But before he could finish, he had to leave town for an extended time. Dust and dust gathered on the unfinished canvas. And then one day, a young apprentice discovered the painting. At first, he thought it was abandoned and incomplete. But then he noticed something remarkable. The artist had already outlined the final image. Every detail, every brushstroke was leading towards something greater. Inspired, the apprentice continued the work under the guidance of the master. He followed the design, not creating his own picture, but finishing what the artist had already envisioned. And when the masterpiece was unveiled, it was breathtaking, not just because of the skill, but because the vision of the master had been fulfilled. See, friend, this is how God's grace works in our lives, with purpose and destiny. Long before we were born, God had a plan for our lives, and that's recorded in Jeremiah 29:11, when he says, "I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. He started the work in us, outlining a masterpiece of purpose, destiny, and calling. I love the subject of purpose and destiny. But oftentimes we look at our lives and we only see the unfinished work. We see all the mistakes, the failures, and the detours that make us feel like we're too broken for God to use us. And yet God's grace is in the hand that keeps painting. He doesn't discard us when we fall short, but he continues shaping us into the masterpiece that he intended. In Ephesians 2:10, it tells us that we are God's handiwork, not our own, not the world's, but God's. The good works he has prepared for us are not based on our perfection, but they're based on his grace. Remember, grace is God's ability in you to do for you what you cannot do in yourself. He calls us, not because we're worthy, but because his grace transforms us into who we were meant to be. Every person, I believe, is created with a purpose. We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. See, we're fulfilling our purpose, and it's not about our strength, our talent, or our effort, but it's only possible through God's grace. Many people struggle with fear and doubt and feelings of inadequacy when it comes to their calling. They ask, "Am I good enough? What if I fail? Does God really have a purpose for me?" And the answer is, grace is the key to walking in God's purpose that he designed for your life, friend. God calls the unqualified. He doesn't call those who are perfect. He calls those who depend on his grace. Think about Moses. Man, you talk about somebody who felt insecurity and inadequacy. When God called Moses to lead Israel out of Egypt, Moses argued with God. He said, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?" He focused on his weakness. He had a speech impediment, and he felt that disqualified him from leadership. But God's grace was enough. You know what God told him? Exodus 3:12, God said, "Moses, I will be with you." See, grace empowers us even when we feel unqualified for the job. Oh, then there was Gideon. You remember him? Gideon saw himself as the least in his family, and yet God called him to be a mighty warrior in Judges 6 and verse 12. "Oh, mighty man of valor," the Lord told Gideon. You see, Gideon's strength came not from himself. It came from the grace of God. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, it reminds us, God says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power, it's made perfect in weakness." And then there was the Apostle Paul. Grace redeemed him when he was broken. Paul once persecuted Christians, and yet God's grace transformed him into one of the greatest apostles. He wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10, Paul says this, "By the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect." You see, no past mistakes can cancel out God's purpose in your life. Grace redeems and restores, and it empowers us. Now, you might be saying, "Pastor Keith, how does grace help us walk in our purpose?" First of all, it gives us boldness. Fear is the biggest barrier to accomplishing the purpose and destiny God's laid out for you. But grace gives us courage. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, Paul told his spiritual son Timothy, he said, "For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline, a sound mind." See, God's spirit didn't give us timidity, but it gave us power, love, and self-discipline. When we lean on grace, we step into our calling with confidence. You might be feeling today that you're unable or unworthy to do what God has called you to do. And I'm here to tell you today, friend, God gives us boldness to accomplish that in our lives. Secondly, grace provides strength in our trials. Walking in purpose does not mean an easy journey, but grace sustains us through the challenges that we face. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, it says this, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength." See, grace gives us strength to keep going when things get tough. And then thirdly, grace will open doors that we can't open. God's grace leads us to opportunities beyond our ability. I wrote about this in my book called This Is My Story. Talked about the incredible opportunities and doors God opened for me as a young teenager when He began blessing my music. See, in Revelation 3 and verse 8, it says, "See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut." God will open doors in your life, and He will cause things to happen so that you can fulfill the purpose and destiny He has planned for you, my friend. We don't have to force our way into our purpose. Grace makes a way. And then fourthly, grace equips us with gifts and abilities. God wired you for your purpose and destiny, and God's calling comes with the grace to fulfill it. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 6, the Bible says this, "We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us." You see, friend, grace activates our spiritual gifts to serve others, but to bring the glory to God. And then fifthly, grace helps us stay humble. Without grace, success can lead to pride. Something goes well, we want to take credit for it. But James 4 and verse 6 reminds us, God opposes the proud, but He shows favor or grace to the humble. See, walking in humility allows God to use us even more powerfully. Grace will help us overcome obstacles in our life. What are those obstacles? First of all, it'll help you when you feel unworthy. See, grace says, God chose you. You can read that in John 15 and verse 16. When you're afraid of failure, that's a big obstacle. And what does grace do? Grace says, God's power, it's in you, and in your weakness, He will make you strong. 2 Corinthians 12, 9. The third thing is facing opposition. Grace says, God will fight for you. When the enemy comes against you and tries to stop your purpose from being fulfilled, grace will rise up and God will fight for you. And then how about when you're lacking resources? That's a big obstacle. Grace says, God will provide. Philippians 4:19, "My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Many years ago in a small European town, a wealthy man set out to build the most magnificent cathedral the world has ever seen. He hired the finest architects and craftsmen, and they began construction with great excitement. The foundation was laid, and the walls were built, and the grand design started to take shape. But before the work could be completed, the man passed away, and without his leadership, the workers abandoned the project, and over time, the unfinished cathedral became a forgotten ruin. But decades later, a young architect came across the original blueprints for the cathedral. He was amazed at the vision that the builder had intended. And inspired, he gathered a team and he began restoring the project. Following the original design, they completed the cathedral. And when it was finally unveiled, it stood as a testament to the vision of the one who had begun it. You see, God is the master builder of our lives. And before we were ever born, He designed a blueprint for our purpose and destiny. But life's challenges and disappointments and the failures can sometimes cause us to walk away from that purpose, leaving our destiny unfinished, just like the abandoned cathedral. But God never abandons His plans for our life. Friend, His grace calls us back, reminding us that of that work that He started in us, that He'll finish it. He who began a good work in you will see it through to completion. He'll finish it. Even when we feel like we've strayed too far, He has the blueprint of our lives in His own hands, and He's ready to guide us back to our destiny. Are you struggling today with purpose and destiny in your life? Do you feel like you have just failed, or like something happened and you didn't fulfill what God called you to do in your life? All you got to do, friend, pray this prayer with me today to God. Say, Father, I surrender my plans to You. I receive Your grace to walk in the purpose that You have for my life. Strengthen me when I feel weak. Give me boldness when I feel afraid, and guide me where I should go. May Your grace be my confidence, in Jesus' name. My friend, grace, it leads us to our destiny. God calls us, He equips us, and then He sustains us when the going gets tough. God's grace is greater than all of our weaknesses, and He can strengthen you today, even if you feel like giving up. See, grace is the foundation for fulfilling God's purpose in your life. Do you feel today like your life is lacking in direction? Like you were created for something more, but you're unsure what it is? Friend, the truth is, God has a purpose and a plan for your life. And His grace, it's the force that leads you into it. Before you were ever born, God already had a plan for your life. You're not here by accident. You were intentionally designed by God, the creator of the universe. Think about the architect who designs that building. Before construction ever begins, the blueprint has already determined the structure's purpose. God is the master architect of your life. And His grace, it gives you the ability to walk in that purpose that He designed for you to walk in. Life can sometimes lead us off track. Mistakes happen, and disappointments come, and detours, they can make us feel like we've missed our destiny. But here's the good news, friend. God's grace, it doesn't give up on us. In Philippians 1 and 6, it reminds us of this: He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. So even when we stumble, God's grace, it keeps us moving forward. Seek God today. Pray and ask Him to reveal His plans for your life. And then, friend, trust Him with His timing. Even if you don't see the full picture, trust that God is guiding you step by step. Thank you so much for joining me today on Fresh Oil as we're talking this week on the subject of the Grace Revolution, my new book that's available on Amazon.com. Hey, drop me a note this week. Go by the website. It's located at WeNeedGod.com. God loves you. He really does.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at WeNeedGod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.